You can see from the report I've already given you that we ourselves sought Lima's out in England and used him to defect and finally brought him to our republic. Nothing could more clearly demonstrate the impartiality of Lima's than this, that he still refuses, for reasons I will explain, to believe that Mundt is a British agent. It is therefore grotesque to suggest that Lima's is a plant. The initiative was ours, and the fragmentary but vital evidence of Lima's provides only the final proof in a long chain of indications reaching back over many years. You will see on page 7 that in 1959, Mundt was posted to London ostensibly as a member of the East German Steel Mission. Actually, he was engaged in intelligence duties. In the course of this, he killed a man. By doing so, he exposed himself to countermeasures by the British secret police. Since he had no diplomatic immunity, for NATO Britain does not recognize our sovereignty, Mundt went into hiding. Ports were watched, his photograph and description were distributed throughout the British Isles. Yet after 2 days in hiding, Mundt takes a taxi to London Airport and flies to Berlin. Brilliant, you will see, and so it was. With the whole of Britain's police force alerted. Her roads, railways, ship and air routes under constant surveillance. Mundt, in British eyes, a dangerous political murderer, takes a plane from London Airport and flies to Berlin. Brilliant indeed. Or perhaps you may feel, comrades, with the advantage of hindsight, that Mundt's escape from Britain was a little too brilliant, a little too easy. That without the connivance of the British authorities, it never could have been possible at all. The truth is this. Mundt was taken prisoner by the British and released on condition that he become their paid agent. It is beyond all doubt that he was paid through the medium of the banking operation called Rolling Stone, whose procedure we see fully described in Annex A to the report. Lima's played an unwitting part in this operation. Bring the witness forward, please. What is your name?
Alec Lima's, assistant librarian.
You were formerly employed by the British Secret Service, were you not?
Yes.
Is it your opinion that they could have recruited Mundt as their agent?
No, it is not.
How can you be so sure?
I've told you a dozen times. I'm not a performing seal. I was head of the Berlin section for 9 years. If Mundt had been our agent, I'd have known about it. I'd have run him, don't you see? Not to know would be an administrative impossibility.
Quite. In 1960, you had, in your capacity as Berlin's station, had approached and recruited the late Karl Rimmick, formerly secretary to this presidium.
He approached me.
With microphotographs of secret presidium documents.
Yes.
Was his later work for you equally spectacular?
More so. He gave us a complete breakdown of the Abteilung. Control was delighted.
Control was so delighted that he actually came over to Berlin to meet Rimmick. Did you approve of that?
No. Rimmick was my man. Control should have left him to me. That was the rule. Control broke it.
You introduced them, but were not present at the meeting.
That is correct.
And they were entirely alone.
Well, now, how should I know? I wasn't there.
What do you think Control said to Rimmick?
Oh, well, he wanted to thank him. So he told me. Give him a medal. Mutual admiration.
Can you tell the tribunal how Rimmick obtained his information?
I never bothered to ask.
Then you may sit down and I will tell them. Who, in 1960, the year after Mundt escaped from England, remember? Who co-opted Rimmick on to the Committee for the Protection of the People? That vital committee which coordinates all our security measures. Who proposed that Rimmick should be appointed secretary to the Presidium with access to all its secrets? Who at every stage in Rimmick's career since 1960 has singled him out for posts of exceptional responsibility? The same man who was uniquely placed to shield Rimmick in his espionage activities, Hans-Dieter Mundt. Mundt, by deliberately raising Rimmick to higher and higher posts, made it possible for him to amass all that information, which he passed on to Lima's. Mundt, Rimmick, Lima's control, that was the chain of communication. But Lima's never knew, for it is a rule in the intelligence technique the whole world over that each link of the chain be kept as far as possible in ignorance of the others. Lima's never knew that Mundt was London's man.
Then why did Mundt kill Rimmick? If Rimmick and he were both working for the British.
He had no alternative. Rimmick was already under our suspicion. If I had been given the chance to interrogate him, I could have incriminated Mund. But I was not allowed to interrogate him. Mund shot him. He killed the bird before it could sing. Had it not been for the defection of Limas, Mund might be practicing his treachery still. There is your saboteur. There is your terrorist. There's the man who has sold the people's right. When you come to give your recommendation to the Presidium, do not shrink from recognizing the full bestiality of this traitor's crime. For Hans Dieter Mund, death is a judgment of mercy.